Today marks the beginning of an Aboriginal and church leaders tour which stops in Ottawa, Vancouver, Saskatoon, and Winnipeg to promote public awareness and anticipation of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission to be established by the federal government in consultation with the Assembly of First Nations. In a recently published volume which we heard referred to earlier this evening, From Truth to Reconciliation, Transforming the Legacy of Residential Schools, we read these words in the introduction. Aggressive civilization to accomplish colonial goals was thought to be futile in the case of adults. Residential schooling was then the policy of choice to reshape the identity and consciousness of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit children. The persistence of colonial notions of superiority is evidenced in the fact that residential schooling punished the expression of Aboriginal languages, spirituality, and lifeways, and attempted to instill a oral Canadian identity. This is known as the policy of assimilation, having its origins in the Gradual Civilization Act of 1857. It was reinforced in the Indian Act of 1876 and sanctioned by successive parliaments of Canada. The language used to describe this policy of assimilation is itself disturbing. For it spoke of removing children from their, quote, evil surroundings and re-socializing them. Simply stated, and I quote, the savage child would be remade into a civilized adult. The church had a significant role in this program of assimilation, in that we provided the teaching staff and ran a number of these schools. The Anglican Church of Canada, which I represent, ran 24 of these schools concurrently throughout the 1920s, and over the years, 36 in total. Remembering the children, that is the theme of this walk we begin today together. The children who were taken far from home and family and then denied their language and culture as we went about remaking them in our image. Children were punished for speaking their language. They were abused physically, emotionally, and sexually. Many were scarred for life. Many have survived their experiences. Many others went missing, and many died. As the church, we have so much for which to be so sorry. In August 1993, Archbishop Michael Pearce offered an apology on behalf of the Anglican Church of Canada at the National Native Convocation in Menaki, Ontario. Following his words of apology, he included this statement, and I quote, "I know how often you have heard words which have been empty because they have not been accompanied by action. I pledge to you my best efforts and the efforts of our church at the national level to walk with you along the path of God's healing." End of quote. 15 years later, the Anglican Church of Canada, along with others, viewed the establishing of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission as a very significant step along the long road to the healing of which the Archbishop spoke. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission will provide an opportunity for for survivors of the residential schools to tell of their experiences. And it will enable those who listen to grieve with them as they speak of how they were robbed of their language and culture, of how their dignity was diminished, how their bodies were abused, and their spirits broken. It will enable Canadians to begin coming to terms with the long-term impact of the legacy of the residential schools. It will enable Canada to complete an honest, accurate, public, and permanent record of the residential school story. As Esther Wesley, who works in the National Church Office and coordinates the work of our Anglican Indigenous Healing Fund, has said, and I quote, "This is a history that belongs to all of us. It belongs to all Canadians, and we need to know our history in order to prevent it from ever happening again." When the truth has been told and the truth received, when the truth has been born and properly recorded, then will be some distance along the path of understanding that will lead to reconciliation and a renewed national resolve to respect the dignity of every human being. As church leaders, we welcome the news of the establishment of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And with many Canadians, we eagerly anticipate the announcement of the commissioners. We are committed to the truth-telling the commission calls for, and we pledge our very best efforts to continue raising across this land the profile of the commission's work over the next 5 years. We recognize that the road to healing and reconciliation is a long one. And we remain committed, hand in hand, to see this journey through. In this work of remembering the children, we ask for the Creator's blessing and His guidance.